Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
They don't share.
No, men don't share. That's what we're talking about this afternoon. A guy's bad at sharing news.
Ek moet ook agree. Ons mans is maar sleg met nie sharing. Ek bel elke saterdag my ouers en dan praat ons vir so 20 tot 30 minute lank. En dan sal my vrou my vra, wat sê jy maal? Ek weet nie, hulle stuur groete. So, that's it.
You know what I mean? What did you talk about? Oh, nothing.
We got a message and said, men are just simple creatures. Don't ask, don't tell. En dan het Lou net vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur om te sê, I think my head is just wired differently as a woman. I'm the private kind of person and my husband is the I've told many, many people kind. And I think it's how you're brought up. His mom is also an oversharer. Laughing face emoji.
Francois on the line. Hello, friend. Gaan het middag.
Goed, dankie en self.
Goed, dankie. Wat is jou deel met mans en nies?
Dit is eintlik, ja, mans, oor die algemeen, maar eintlik familie.
Ja.
Ja, ons is 5 en ek het 2 boeties en ja, die informatie kom nie altyd soos wanneer het moet, wanneer het moet nie. En ja, my een boetie het 4 kinders, waarvan die eerste een so 9 of 10 jaar terug gebore was en ons het geweet van die meisiekie wat gebore word. Maar die tweede ene het ons net gehoor, o ja, hy is gebore, daai tyd en daai tyd. En voordat ons ook kon uitvee, toe is daar weer enigie, en toe is het van, wanneer dit gebeur? Nee, daai dag en daai dag 2 maande terug. I'm like, can it be, is it, moet het 2 keer, en toe is het nou asof het nou die cherry op die koek is, 'n derde keer. So, die ergste van alles is een van hulle verjaar precies saam met my. So dit is nie asof hulle dit nie kon onthou nie, so dit is, ek weet nie.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. How is it possible that you could have 4 kids and your own brother doesn't know about it?
Well, look, I mean, I've got a brother. I've got 2 brothers, in fact, and I wouldn't be able to tell you what they do for a living, like on a day-to-day basis.
No joke, come on.
I know the companies they work for.
But you don't know what they do.
And I was with them this weekend, but I don't know what they do for a living.
I think my point is getting proven here.
Absolutely.
The question Absolutely. Is, hoekom, Francois, hoekom deel ons nie, dude? Hoekom sê ons nie vir mense wat aangaan nie?
Nee, kyk, ek weet nie wat dit is nie. Dit hang seker ook maar af wat die type persoon hier is en met wie hy dalk getroud is. Want as ek my vrou byvoorbeeld moet vat, sy is totaal en al 'n extrovert en ek is nou weer 'n introvert. Maar sy het my nie gekry dat ek 'n bietjie meer extrovert is en ons gaan dans en sulke goedjies wat ek nooit gedoen het nie. En, so ek weet nie, miskien is sy vrou net baie soos hy, so hulle, ek weet nie.
Nee, perfect. Dude, baie dankie, lekker middag vir jou verder, hoor.
Hallo daar, dankie vir die call.
Thanks, meneer. Ja, you see, that's what I'm talking. How do you not know what your brother does for a living, Joseph?
Well, because we're busy with the poikie and cleaning the poikie and you know, there were more important things to talk about than just, it doesn't come up.
Alicia says, selective hearing, selective seeing. It's like man flu.
I rest my case, Your Honor. 0848500942. A guy's bad at sharing news. That's what we're chatting about today. We're talking about, are men bad at sharing news? It's all started because I reached out to a bunch of my friends who live overseas, trying to find a date that could accommodate the most people for the wedding next year. And one of them came back and goes, oh, sorry, I can't make either of those. I'm having a baby. And I didn't know about said baby.
Eddie Bloater.
Francois came back to us, said his brother had 3 kids that he didn't know about until they were born. Your own brother. Joe Mann doesn't know what either of his brothers do for a living.
But at least I know where they work. The companies they work for.
I don't know what you're doing there.
Jenna sent us a message. She says, I think guys don't always share because they're not emotionally attached or they don't get emotional over certain news. So why share if there's no reaction or if you just don't want to deal with an emotional reaction? He says that's just his thoughts.
And that's a fair point, actually.
Yeah,
if I don't care about the piece of information I have, I'm very unlikely to want to tell other people.
Yeah.
If I don't care in the first place.
Exactly.
Lots and lots of messages coming in here.
Robin Ross, I've got the answer. I think it's because men are just socially awkward in general. And women are nosy. We like asking questions and we like talking. So I think that might be your answer to today's question, Rob.
Men are just socially awkward in general.
And women are nosy. If there's one thing I am, it's bus. I want to know.
Hey julle, my man kry nooit kans om enige nuus te deel nie, want in die tyd dat hy dit wil deel, het ek dit al klaar gedeel.
casual.
Angelique, at least you know, Angelique.
Nee, kyk, my man is 'n totale en alle oversharer. Hy en sy ma is soos, like, as iets gebeur, dan sal hy of sy either mekaar bel of sy sussie bel. Hoor het jy gesien daai en dit en dit gedoen of dit het met daai en gebeur of wat ook al. En soos byvoorbeeld wat ek altyd van lag van my man is ons op 'n baie plek ry, dan sal hy sê, "Kan jy onthou daai tyd en daai tyd?" O nee, dit was voor jou tyd. Maar in elk geval dit en dit. So nee, hy's 'n complete oversharer. Dit irriteer vir my.
I was going to say, Sinead, it sounds exhausting just listening to. Maybe that's why we don't share news, because it's tiring.
Want jy het allemaal ander goed om met jou leven te doen. Jy sê, ek sê lis vir skinner nie. Of selfs net nie oor te dra nie.
Babes, you never tell me what's going on. I'm tired. Although Joe's got no excuse. Sitting at a poikie course this weekend.
With his brothers.
Two siblings. So what do you do for a living? Ah, it's not important.
I know where you work. That's all we need to know.
0848500942. Are guys bad at sharing news? Why? Drop us a voice note.
Hi, it's Belinda. Can someone teach my husband how to share? Because he doesn't share at all.
You see, this has been the common complaint.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you want to hear the wildest possible voice notes?
Play it.
We got this in, and it...
As iets gebeur...
Kijk, my broer het besluit, hy gaan Canada toe immigreer, en hy het my nie vertel daarvan nie, so... die een dag toe rok ek nou daar by sy huis op, om te hoor, ek bly nie meer daar nie, ek is in Canada. Nee, lekker man, lekker.
You must arrive at the house before you find out.
Ek bly nie meer daar nie.
Not... I haven't told you I'm leaving tomorrow. Let's go and have dinner. Not, hey, come to the airport to say goodbye. Ek bly in 'n ander kontinent.
Ja, 100%. I don't even think there's beef in that family. I think it just slipped his mind.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
How is that possible?
Kids, new job, new relationship, new country. It's not important. Don't sweat the small stuff, Rob Forbes.
Oh man, allergic to news.
Ja, maar dit is ook die ander ding wat hier gekom het van al die boodskappe wat ons ingekry het. Is, okay, ek as 'n man, ek het die nuus, maar dit is die nuus. Moenie vir my vra hoe, wie was daar, wanneer het gebeur, wat het toe gebeur. They just want to deliver this piece of news and move on with their lives.
We want to be a news reader, but we are greeted by Derek and Ruda. And we get the third degree carte blanche style. That's why we don't share.
Truly.
Is that the one?
That's me. That's definitely me. I want to know things.
Yes, I'd be angry with my brother if he moved overseas and didn't tell me. Can you imagine?